The 20th day of the blessed month of Abib, the martyrdom of Saint Theodore of Shotep. It was on this day in the year 220 AD that Saint Theodore was martyred. Saint Theodore is popularly known as Saint Tadros. His father, John, was from the city of Shotep in Upper Egypt and had gone with his army unit to Antioch in Syria and married the daughter of a wealthy pagan family. Theodore was born in this marriage, but the mother's paganism was too much for John to bear. When Theodore's mother insisted on sending their son to a temple of idol worship to be educated, his father refused, and it ended with John leaving the home and the boy staying with his mother. But John continuously prayed, asking God to guide his son Theodore to the path of Jesus Christ. Theodore grew up and learned philosophy, literature, and wisdom. John's prayers were answered when God illuminated Theodore's heart and the young man turned to Christianity. He was baptized by a bishop against his mother's wishes. Like his father, Theodore joined the army and advanced quickly through the ranks, becoming one of the top generals of the Roman Empire. During Theodore's travels, he passed through the city of Iquitos, where the people worshipped a giant serpent. Every year, the people would offer human sacrifice to this giant reptile. While passing through, Theodore saw a woman crying and asked her what was wrong. She told him that she was a widow and that the city leaders had taken her two sons to offer to the giant serpent, even though she was Christian and had nothing to do with the worship of the huge snake. Theodore could not let this Christian woman and her children be so horribly mistreated. He got down from his horse and turned to the east and prayed, asking God to help him overcome this reptilian beast that people worshipped. The boys were tied so they could not run away. A loud rustling noise suddenly filled the air, and the huge snake started to emerge from its dwelling, heading for the two terrified children. It was an immense creature, a snake about 25 feet long and very wide. Theodore was astounded at the size of the snake and could not believe that this creature could get that large without help from the devil. The people were watching from the wall of the city and cheered as their repulsive snake god approached its victims. Theodore drew his sword, grabbed his spear, and ran towards the monstrous creature. The gigantic serpent put up quite a fight, but through the power of Almighty God, Theodore drove his spear through its evil reptilian heart, killing it. He freed the two boys and delivered them back to their mother as the stunned people watched in silence, their giant snake god lying dead on the ground. After this, Theodore went to Egypt to search for his father, John, who was delighted to learn that his son had become Christian after all. Theodore stayed with his father until the old man died and then returned to Antioch. There, he found persecution against Christians instigated by Emperor Verus Avitus Bassianus, an eccentric and immoral emperor who worshipped a stone idol that even the Romans found repulsive. Theodore went immediately to the emperor and proclaimed his Christianity. The emperor ordered him tortured and executed. A Christian woman, said to be Theodore's mother who had converted to Christianity, took Theodore's body and hid it until the persecutions ended, and churches in his name were built in many cities. Theodore's faith, courage, and heroic nature earned him the crown of martyrdom in heaven, as well as honor and fame through the centuries on earth. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.